honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
There is a great raw food restaurant not too far from where I live, and I go in there and I have enchiladas and pizza, and it's all raw, it's all vegan, it is pretty cool. Andrea, what's your experience with raw foods and those kind of specialties that I mentioned?
You know what? I love eating raw foods. I have not converted to a 100% raw food diet, but it is definitely something I am interested in. I feel great when I'm eating raw foods, and I have to learn how to do it well. I think that's what it comes down to, is learning great recipes for it.
Well, we are in luck. We have got the fantastic Annie Pio. She is a world's leading author on detox, raw food, and wellness. She's written 6 award-winning and best-selling books, and we are thrilled to have you here. Hello, Annie.
Hello. Thank you so much, Lisa and Andrea. I'm so happy to be with you.
It's so great to have you on.
Thank you, Annie, for coming on. So I have a question for you. I would love to know, what got you started in living this lifestyle and being a raw foodist?
It sounds like a sad story. My dad is terminally ill. He had renal failure. And so, we had an organic farm in the mountains, and we grew all of our own produce. And I actually watched him with my own eyes as a very young child, healing himself through raw nutrition and juicing and monodieting, growing our own produce and then eating that, juicing it. And so I actually saw with my own eyes how that actually helped to extend somebody's life, because he had renal failure. He would get dialysis. At one point, he got a kidney transplant, and he lived, I think, like 10 years longer than anyone expected back then, because, people didn't live very long back then with those conditions. And I watched how he did it, and it's like, food is medicine, right? He didn't have any processed foods. It was raw, whole ingredients straight from the earth. And so I learned that way. But that food wasn't as fun as the yummy food you're talking about now, which is like enchiladas and pizzas and ice creams and desserts and all these things. So
exactly.
I called that raw one point. Yeah, I called that earlier raw 1.0, like functional food. So it was torturous. I have to drink like green sludge vegetable juice holding my nose every morning, and all that. My brother and I were tortured. But now, as an adult, I came back around as probably like the mid-90s. A friend took me to Giuliano's Raw Restaurant in San Francisco, and I just loved it. And it gave me so much energy and mental clarity. I was able to focus. I was able to crank through a project and give a presentation the next morning without sleeping and without being tired. And that's when it hit me. I was like, I need to figure out what's in the food, because it's actually increasing my productivity. I don't have to sleep as much, and I feel great. And as I got deeper and deeper into it, then my mom finally connected me back. She came to one of my pop-up dinner events and said, do you realize this is how your dad ate? And if he was alive today, he would love this. And this is exactly what we used to do. And so she connected it back for me. I didn't even realize. And then I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. It's just that this time it looks really beautiful. It tastes really good. It smells really good. And it's delicious. But, the same principle. Yeah.
So, Annie, how did you jump from the sludgy drinks you had to plug your nose to getting these amazing, elaborate meals? What was that process like?
I think probably having a more sophisticated palate, having tried lots of different cuisines and foods and being inspired by different foods. And I always grew up as an athlete, and so I always wanted to make food healthier. And so I've always been into functional nutrition ever since I was very young. As an athlete, because I wanted to know what would I need to put into my body to increase my endurance, my stamina, my peak physical performance. And so by studying that, whenever I find something that was like less healthy, I'd be like, how can I make this more healthy so that it has more nourishment to actually help me perform better on a physical level? And so I think that having experimented with that all my life, that when I finally found this delicious raw food, it was like all the other cuisines that I'd eaten all along that would actually make me feel tired afterwards, that would make me feel groggy. Like the standard Thanksgiving dinner afterwards, you feel tired and lethargic. It always occurred to me that food should be fuel. And after I eat fuel, I should feel powerful and strong and energized. Why am I feeling depleted and tired? So I've always studied that. And so whenever there's a recipe like a lasagna, I'm craving a lasagna. Well, how can I make it healthy? Well, I don't want to eat gluten, I don't want to eat wheat, so thinly sliced zucchini. And then use that in the exact same way that I would use, pasta lasagna noodles, and then a marinara, I would just blend it. How much easier is that? Just blend it with similar ingredients that I would make a sauce with in a saucepan, it's still just tomatoes and a little bit of olive oil, some garlic, some fresh herbs. And if you want it to be a little sweet, I'll put like a little one date in there, maybe put a squeeze of acidity, put half of a lemon in, and you just blend it and then use that marinara in the exact same way. So it's always thinking about the mouthfeel and the flavor profiles. And so whenever I'm wanting to convert, a traditional recipe into a healthier raw recipe, I usually look across maybe 5 different recipes or 10 recipes, and I see what are the common spices and herbs, so what is the flavor profile. I can tell by now by looking what the proportions need to be and what that flavor is going to be like. And then I try and imagine, if I haven't eaten it before, what would the mouthfeel be like? Is it going to be like, chewy? Is it going to be crispy? Is it going to be soft? Is it going to be, angel hair pasta is like skinny and soft? What is it going to be? So it's like melding those two. But that's why I think raw is so fun, because it's really an alchemy. It's really like an art to be able to think that way.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah, new ingredients. Yeah.
Yeah, Annie, so I'd love to know, like, where, for our listeners out there who may be dabbling in a raw food diet, or maybe, haven't even experimented with it yet, where would be a good place for them to start?
I would say get some books. I have a bunch of books, 6 of them, but one of them is Annie's Raw Food Essentials. I wrote that as the start of planning my Raw Food Academy that I wanted to launch. And so I sort of focused on basic recipes. So I have like a basic, smoothie recipe that might have 2 or 3 ingredients, a basic cracker recipe that has like 2 ingredients. And then and then once we get that texture and the consistency down, then you can add strawberries, like to the basic nut milk. You could add strawberries to make strawberry milk. You could add chocolate to make chocolate milk. You could add vanilla to make vanilla milk. So then the variations are endless once we get that base down. But I've actually launched a certification program. So I have Annie's Raw Food certification levels 1, 2, and 3. And the goal for level 1, well, a goal for all of them is to really inspire people to be able to take this into their own kitchens, to be healthy, just to make our own food and be in control of that. We can't always eat out, and we may not have the option to have this stuff available in our area. And so for level 1, all my recipes are very super basic, simple. I'm just using a food processor and a blender, that's all. And then level 2, again, really super basic, simple. We're using a dehydrator, doing some pickling and fermentation, and doing some chocolate. But what I'm doing is showing people that to have sophisticated food, it doesn't need to have 100 ingredients in the recipe, which is what I used to do. I used to do like 20 to 30 ingredients in a recipe. It could literally be 2, 3, or maybe 4 ingredients, but in the plating, so you top that with a sauce that's maybe like a cashew cream, which is cashew, vanilla, and water. 2 ingredients. So if you include the water, it's 3. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned, funny, because you mentioned a blender, a food processor. What would be, your absolute go-to tools that, you have that you need to work with when working with a raw food diet?
A blender. That's really the basic one, is a blender. A food processor makes chopping easier, but, I've been on the road before where I haven't had a food processor. I'll just take like a saucepan, like an iron skillet, and you can crush your nuts with an iron skillet. You can use a knife and chop your nuts. It just takes a lot longer. But a blender is something that you can make your smoothies, your soups, your sauces. You can even like pulverize things. You can puree things. You can, you can even make powders, right? So you can take your coconut dreads and powder it into a flour using a blender. So the blender is the number one.
Well, I'm very excited. I just bought myself a Vitamix, so I absolutely think a blender is amazing. Well, thank you, Annie, for joining us today. Thank you so much for being on our show. And until next time, stay connected at naturallysavvy.com and Radio MD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Cheers to good health.